You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Last Dance last night.
Yeah,
I thought was one of the great stories that, yeah, people don't necessarily remember all of it, but it was that Michael Jordan left the NBA under a cloud of some controversy. Of course, his father just passed away. He then tries baseball. It was something that was very important to him, he says, because it's what started it all. It's what started athletic pursuits for him, his competitive nature, because of baseball. So he ends up going and playing baseball, and Terry Francona, Indians manager, was his first manager. He had this to say last night on ESPN about Michael, whether he could have made it at the next level in baseball.
Can't believe he actually hit 202. He drove in 50 runs. We had a lot of good prospects that didn't drive in 50 runs. In my opinion, with 1,500 at-bats, he'd have found a way to get to the major league.
All right, there it was, courtesy of ESPN. So you're hearing that, and you're hearing some of his former teammates that ended up in the majors that said, yeah, we think he would have had a shot. Who knows if he would have stuck. But that kind of work ethic, the fact that he had that God-given ability and was able to do it. So, Kenny, you saw that. First of all, do you think he could have made it? Do you think he could have made it in the majors had that been his sole focus?
What's make it? Is it late-season call-up? Is it September call-up?
Yeah.
Is that making it? Then, yeah, I think he probably could have done something like that. I don't think he would have been – thank God he chose basketball over baseball. I don't think that he would have been great at baseball. As far as he could have been in the majors for a cup of coffee. That's
sure.
That's already good, but you get what I'm saying. He wouldn't have been what he is in basketball. Nowhere near.
And what is he going to be? Is he going to be a pinch runner? Is he? Yeah, I agree with you there. I still think it's pretty amazing going from basketball to baseball. I thought was very impressive. We've seen some football, baseball guys, a few of them. What, Brent, obviously, DeAndre's come to mind. There have been some others. But the Bo Jackson stuff is legendary.
Bo. Never forget Bo.
So we can't. This show can never forget about Bo Jackson.
Never forget Bo.
But I'm watching that last night, and I know it sounded silly, and I saw him do it a couple times in high school.
Here it comes, baby.
I want to see LeBron James play football, and I think he'd be really good at it. And I think there'd be multiple positions he'd be really good at. Not just a cup of coffee. I think he'd be really good. Like, I think he'd
right
be
now?
One of the better – yes, I think he'd be one of the better players in the NFL right now.
How old is he going to be, 35, 36?
Yes.
Okay, he would
am I
be
crazy?
Turning
– are the football
turn,
people going to go crazy here?
He would – hold on. He would turn 36 at the end of this coming football season.
Yeah.
So
– yep.
I think a lot of people are going to agree with you. And throw out the number, fine. I think a lot of people are going to agree with you. I think it's silly. I don't think I've seen the video of him and Kevin Durant and everybody running like the wind over at the Akron Fieldhouse, the Style Fieldhouse. I think it's different. And I know that people have talked about it, and he had the commercial. I know he's flirted with it before. Even the conversation. When there was the lockout, remember the lockout, and there was a conversation about him going and playing football, and there was the commercial that came out, and he's playing for the Browns, and I think it's a way to get his name in. I think LeBron likes football. I think he's a fan. I don't know how big of a Browns fan he is, but whatever. I think he likes football, and I think, yes, he was good at football in high school. He's a great athlete. But in the NFL, what's he going to do? Is he going to play wide receiver?
I just imagine
he would play wide receiver.
Yeah, we've always heard tight end. I don't know why he couldn't line up anywhere. He could line up anywhere to me.
Well,
I also think
he is LeBron really going to come down and chip block somebody? Is he going to shed block and then move on and get open?
I'll give you one more. I think he could. I know he's 6'9". It seems ridiculous. We did have Ed Too Tall Jones, who was 6'9". Maybe LeBron's 6'10". Who knows? I think he could go after the quarterback. I do. I think he could get to the quarterback. I think his footwork, if he learned a little bit, I think he could.
This is my problem, is that before the show you say this, and you sound as confident in the argument as you ever could, and then this, now you're saying it, and you sound like you don't even believe yourself. Like,
I do. No, I totally do. And you do.
Okay.
I totally believe it. I'm not making this up.
If you really believe it, then I don't think you would have brought up pass rusher, because I think that that is silly. I think it's one of the silliest. Because
why is that silly?
Because we're talking about leverage. You're talking about hand-to-hand combat there. We're talking about the way that you're able to be blocked. And I think a guy like Joe Thomas, now Joe's one of the greatest to ever do it. Maybe that's not a fair comparison, but even the guys who are just good now, I think that they would stone his ass every single play.
I think he's quicker. I think he's quicker. I think his burst is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. There is
I think he can play multiple positions.
Thank
God.
I tell you what, thank God we have John Greco coming on later on the show, because that's the first thing I got to ask. I think he would get stoned every single play out there. Anthony, listen, if you want to talk about tight end, I think that makes very little sense. Wide receiver would make the most sense if we were actually doing it, and even I don't think that makes a bunch of sense, and I'll tell you why later. If you're talking about pass rusher or something like that, I just think that's silly.
What really gift does he not have? What set of gifts does he not have that makes you think that some of these guys in the NFL we saw Vernon Golston had one move and got drafted in the first round.
That's
he had one move out of college. You don't think LeBron James has 20 times the athleticism as Vernon Golston. That's what I'm saying. And he was a first-round pick in the NFL.
It doesn't matter where you're drafted. It's how you end up. It's how you do it in the NFL. I'm not asking about him. Yes, he would probably get invited to some camp. Yes, he obviously might make a 53-man roster and now 56-man roster. But you don't need to do what you're saying is I need him to be a reasonably good football player. Whatever those stats bear out is whatever those stats bear out. But I think it's totally asinine for you to say,
I can put his hand
in the dirt and be a pass.
What gift does he not have that makes you think that's his limitation? That's what's stopping him.
I will answer after Nick and Lakewood. Nick, you are first up on the fan.
I don't think LeBron could hack it in the NFL. it's a different skill set of athleticism. It's just different. LeBron, one's aggressive, one's showboaty, one's he's learned a certain skill to shoot a basketball his whole life. He's gotten really, really good at it. You know, one is a whole different set of skills, pass rushing, running a route. I think tight end would be the most sense. I agree. Tight end would be the most sense if he was going to do it, but that's it.
I agree. Thank you very much for the call. I disagree with the showboaty thing. I mean, we got Odell Beckham Jr. plays for the Browns. We know plenty about showboats. But everything else, I agree with. You can't ask him to put his hand in the dirt. If you wanted to talk wide receiver, I'll have that conversation with you. Tight end, maybe. Defensive end or pass OLB, no. No, you're not going to put his hand in the dirt. You're not going to go. What's he going to do? Is he going to cover?
Well, why
people?
Not? You're just saying that, but you're not telling me why. Why can't he put his hand in the dirt?
I just don't believe. I told you for a bunch of reasons. If you're talking about him at
35, is he not quick enough? Is he not explosive enough? Is he not strong enough?
Hold on.
He's all of those things.
Would you let me speak here for a second? Would you let me continue?
I'm not hearing any points. I'm just hearing no. He can't.
You are talking at 35, going on 30. Right, not back when LeBron was 22. We are talking about real time 2020 NFL football.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that he could get the skill set to do any sort of a damage against guys who have been doing this. He couldn't beat Jedrick Wills, and Jedrick Wills hasn't played left tackle before. I'm willing to put my house on it and your apartment on it.
I think he would get
stoned to the bejesus if he ever decided to line up across one of
LeBron's
the best.
LeBron's spin move. We like Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney's spin move is half as quick as LeBron would it be.
Okay, fine. 216-578-0092, because I don't think – first off, I question whether or not you believe this crap. Second of all, I think the fans don't believe this crap at all, because there's not a chance. Okay, even the guys who aren't even that great. I think Cam Irving would have a decent shot at LeBron James if he were going to be a defensive end. Okay? It's a different skill set.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're just talking about bad guys. Bad guys, the NFL, and they can block them. That makes your point.
You just gave me Vernon Golston as an example, so I'm going to give you another bad example of a guy.
Yeah, Vernon could be a first-round pick. I'm pretty sure LeBron could have been a first-round pick. I'm pretty sure.
You can't hand-check in the NBA. You can do that in the NFL. I think that he would be frustrated with the amount of quote-unquote holding that goes on. I think these guys would teach him every lesson in the book. Maybe over the course of time, if he were still in his 20s, he would pick up that skill set and be able to learn and be able to do it.
I have seen so many – I've seen so many guys that could not cut it in the NBA, in the NBA, make their transition to football and play tight end. At the very least, you have to give me tight end. That he would be fantastic.
No, and I won't even give you tight end, and I sure as hell, I don't even think I'll give you wide receiver, and I'll tell you why next.
216. Antonio Gates, yes, but no LeBron. This is craziness.
216-578-0092. If you agree with Tone, let me hear you, because I think it's totally asinine. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan. You got people agreeing with you, don't you?
Not really.
Oh, okay. I thought there was going to be people agreeing.
Not really, because here's what happens in these arguments. And set aside whether or not, you know, LeBron or, you know, Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders and any of the guys that have been able to try to do two sports, whatever. I do think there is – we make fun of gatekeepers all the time in baseball. I think this is such a football town, and so many guys that played high school football – whatever, they will say, I have this on somebody, or, you know, yeah, LeBron's one of the best athletes ever, but could he do this? Could he do my sport? I think they're the gatekeepers that are trying to preserve their sport. They feel like this is a breach. This is just something you can't do. It's sacrilegious to say that an NBA guy like LeBron, who's always, let's be honest, in the NBA, what do? They flop. They try to get calls. It's efficient. That's a finesse game. Football's the power, and it's the rough and tumble game. And so they can't envision a world where LeBron could step over. And I'm not even saying step over and play. I'm saying step over and be great, because I think he always missed out on opportunity to be great in the NFL.
Delaney, remember Julius Peppers? I think LeBron can mimic his production. Peppers was a great basketball player at UNC. Julius Peppers was a great basketball player at UNC. But we're talking about LeBron James. Remember, this is not LeBron at 20 years old. We're talking about LeBron at 35, where he will turn 36 at the end of this football season. So say, by the way, if he wanted to do it, this would be the time.
Yes.
I know that they've done everything they can with the Lakers to set that team up perfectly for him, and so technically it wouldn't be. But let's go with this. This would be the time that he would get a chance to do it. He's at the peak, or maybe the beginning of the downslide of his physical prowess, but he's still an amazing athlete. I'm not taking that away from him. But to sit there and tell me that you could line him up and work him at the being a pass rusher against today's NFL linemen, against today's left tackles, I think he might get lucky a couple of times. Yeah. But I don't think that he is going to deal with any of that. And let's talk about the contact, shall we? First off, let's put him in a position where he might five tight end or wide receiver. Do you think you're going to do anything other than 50-50 balls to LeBron James? Do you think you can count on LeBron James to run a crisp out route of 10 yards to the stick? I don't think that you can do that. I don't think, and by the way, I do not think that he's going to deal with any one bit of the contact that comes with playing the tight end position in the NFL.
I mean, I got one name right off the bat.
Receiver, and certainly not defensive end. Go ahead.
I got one name right off the bat. If Terrell Pryor could learn how to play wide receiver in one offseason.
Terrell Pryor was a football player.
He was a quarterback. Quarterbacks don't get touched. We know how they are protected. And the rap on Terrell Pryor was some of that toughness stuff. And Terrell Pryor was a basketball player. He was a 4-star recruit. You know, would have had a chance, I think, to be a decent college basketball player. And if Terrell Pryor could go out there and have 1,000 yards in the NFL, and you know, we're not talking about, you know, Pryor right out of high school or right out of college. We're talking about somebody who had played a totally different position. He learned it, had 1,000 yards instantly, and you're telling me LeBron couldn't do that?
To the phones. Let's go to Cool Ray in Bedford. No, I'm telling you he couldn't. Cool Ray, you're next.
Wow.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. Hey, no, LeBron couldn't do it coming out of high school. He couldn't do it at the age he had right now. I play football and basketball.
See, here we go. Here we go.
And here we go. Watch this. It's a reason why basketball players don't play football. They don't like getting hit.
We're talking about the same guy who barrels to the basket every single time, regardless of who or what's in his way.
That's basketball.
Okay.
And you can't really tackle somebody. Like LeBron, you're talking about people who get hit.
I agree.
Basketball is technically a non-contact sport. He's big for basketball.
He's big for everything.
I'm going to tell you.
He's big for wrestling.
Ray,
no.
I agree with you, and I'm telling you right now, I know it would be a huge fine. I know it would be a huge fine and a penalty. If Greg Williams is playing defense and has his defense going against LeBron James, you think he is not saying, lay the hammer on him any chance you get.
I'll tell you what this. Picture LeBron playing against the Knicks back in the day, or the Do you think LeBron can stand that type of pounding? And this was in a basketball game where you really can't hit him really hard every single time.
I do.
Nope.
Yes, I do.
I know you're LeBron. I know you're a LeBron lover, but no, let's keep it real.
I'm a LeBron hater. No, I'm a LeBron hater.
Right, thank you for the call.
I've always been a LeBron hater. Come on. I'm the guy that talks about Kobe.
I'm usually on the other side. I'm LeBron between me and Anthony, but I agree with him here. There ain't no way LeBron wouldn't succeed as a football player.
I think you're on crack. I think he could physically play the positions, but I don't think he could play it well. There's a difference between playing it and playing it well. 6'5", 7'8", 0092. If you think this guy could – oh, okay, I'll give you one of the three positions. You can give any one of the three. Defensive end – I can't believe you're making that argument. Defensive end, wide receiver, which would probably be the most apt he would be at, and tight end. You could throw a tight end in there, okay? If you got another position you think he could play fine, let me hear it. But any one of those three positions, you got an argument for this garbage, you go right on ahead, because I think he'd be embarrassed. And in fact, if I was a defensive coordinator, I'd tell you how I'd go about it. It's coming up next. Also, we got John Greco coming up at 8:20. It's Ken Kreiman with Anthony Lima live on The Fan. You say everybody's disagreeing with you. I'm seeing it completely the other way. I got all these – I don't want to say fanboys because then people are going to take it the wrong way. If I got a lot of people who – well, Kenny, 6'9". We're talking about 35-year-old LeBron. It's not if LeBron were in high school at St. V's and decided, I'm going to play in the NFL someday. I'm going to go to Ohio State and play football. That's not what it is. I'm talking about right now, LeBron, 35 years old, going on – he'll be 36 by week 17.
Mm-hmm.
Could he do that? And my answer is no. No, he couldn't. No,
do you think he could have done it? Had he have specialized in it right off the bat, never done NBA, instead went to a college, went to Ohio State or wherever the hell he would have gone?
As far as what do you mean? Can you explain that again?
If he would have done football, specialized in football right off the bat, we already know was he a 5-star? Was he a 4-star?
He was coming up there.
Coming out of St. Mary.
He was up there. He was a great athlete. He was great.
So he gets a D1 scholarship. He gets a scholarship wherever he wants to go. Right. So let's say he goes to Ohio State.
Yeah.
What do you think we're talking about today? Is LeBron James's NFL career?
I think that he is a good NFL football player. If he would have just played football, yeah, he's probably a good football player. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer or anything like that. But
yeah,
I think he's a really good football player. I mean, you can't guarantee that. But he'd be a really – yeah, he'd probably be – I'm imagining because of his size, because of his athleticism, he would have gotten used to the contact in football, in the NFL anyway. Yeah, he probably would have been a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Hmm. Am I wrong?
So you think – do the people – well, I'm
trying to give his athletic prowess the respect it deserves. He's an incredible athlete.
I'm just surprised that people think he couldn't take the contact. This guy, I think that would be the least of his worries. I think it would be about being able to train for the NFL and for those movements. Those are very different movements, those short bursts. You know, movements that they talk about. Guys, some guys never get it. There are guys that get drafted in the first round all the time that never get it at all sorts of different positions.
His speed, remember, he plays on a 94-foot floor. 94, right? 94. He plays on a 90-foot floor. You have to be quick to get up and down the floor the way he does. I don't think that he has his stride would probably throw people off a little bit, but I think that he has the fast twitch muscles to be able to play football and play football at a high level. But we're talking at 35 years old. I cannot stress this enough, and I just think it's silly. I really think it's silly. And if I'm telling you, if I were Greg Williams or if anybody like that, if he even approaches over the middle, which I don't think he would, if he even approaches over the middle, I'm gonna take 10 $100 bills, and I'm going to pin those things right to the board and go, here you go, here you go. I mean, let's not deny it. There's other guys who are headhunters too. What the hell? And I'm saying, I'd be like, you knock his block off. Here it is, $1,000 right to the board. For what do you got? Knock his teeth out, because I don't think he's getting up, and I don't think he's going to withstand the punishment. Hell, I might do it in camp just to separate the men from the boys in that situation.
I would love to see it. I'd love
Live
to see
bullets,
someone try
baby.
To jam LeBron.
Safety off.
I would love to see someone try to jam him at the line of scrimmage, because I think he's way too quick. I think he's way too quick. I think he's too powerful. I don't think people realize how strong LeBron is.
He is strong.
How insanely strong he is.
But I think, again, is he developing this over time at the age of 20 years old? Because you play three years.
Yeah, it's got to be a crash course.
Okay,
yeah, it's got to be a crash course.
Now I think a couple of those guys, I think good cornerbacks in the NFL would throw handcuffs on him. Let's see what they say. 216-578-0092. Steve in Cuyahoga Falls, you're first up on the Fan.
What's up, brother? How you guys doing?
Doing well, Steve. Go right on ahead.
Hey, I think LeBron could play right now at tight end. I really do. Like, how do you not think he couldn't do it? He'd be better than Antonio Gates. He'd be better than – he could play right now. He should come on the plane from L.A., come right over here. He could do it.
Well, they see there you go. Live. You got loaded Steve calling in from the Falls agreeing with you.
Yeah, kept
Anthony.
The party
what do you
going.
Got there? Thank you, Steve.
Kept the party going.
No,
nice.
I mean, Antonio Gates is one of the best of the generation. He committed to football long ago. People are giving me Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez committed to football long ago. We're talking at 35. I'm not saying he wouldn't have been successful in the NFL had he had started when he was 20. Again, make this clear. If he would have started when he was 20, or if he would have started out of high school and played high school football, then college football, then the NFL, I think he'd be a very successful, probably wide receiver of some sort. But at 35 years old, I don't think he'd just step onto a football field and play at a high level. No, I don't think he
would. That is the big question. I'm glad you at least concede that you think he would have been a pretty good player. No one, I can't project Hall of Fame. I don't know if it's God given. Obviously, I think his hands are amazing. I would imagine that, you know, you throw the ball anywhere up, his catch radius is absurd. I think his 40 time is probably pretty good. I don't know. I know he has those long strides that better suited in the NBA, but I still think it would be good. I just have seen so many, and part of this is the bias. I have a bias that, and I've said this for a long time, that I think the NBA players are the best athletes in the world. And I know there's always going to be blowback from people defending their sport, but I think the NBA guys from top to bottom, pound for pound, the best athletes. And I've seen so many guys that were not athletic enough and not good enough for the NBA end up becoming pretty good football players in the NFL, mostly at that tight end position. So I'm admitting, when I say I think he could rush the quarterback, it's a total guess. I just think he has the spin move. I think he's quick. He's powerful. I think he's way more athletic than some of the guys. Now, I am obviously – I can't account for, you know, what – some of those things that take years to refine. You know, like I brought up the Dwight Freeney spin move. Like, I think LeBron's spin move's got to be just as quick as Freeney, but does he have the leverage? Does he have – That footwork right now, how long would it take him to get that footwork? Because obviously I think he has some of the best footwork in the NBA.
Yeah, I listen, he's got those physical talents. I don't think, though, that when you're talking about the hand-to-hand combat that goes on at the offensive line and especially at that position with pass rusher, I think that he would struggle with some of the movement that goes on. I think there would be study about him. I think that he would probably be a one-trick pony at some point. Either that or he'd be totally out of control. And I think that he would be easily controlled by some very good offensive line. When we get back to the phones here in a second, Adam does have a good counterpoint to me. He does say LeBron would be successful in the NFL. Only reason he flops in the NBA is because that's the name of the game in today's game. If he played with MJ's rules in that era, you would never see him flop like he does. He's 6'8", 260. Who's covering him? That's a fair point. But to that counterpoint, I'd say, okay, we'd find out real quick. Because, again, live rounds are going at LeBron. I'm telling you, defense, 100%. Let me get to Chuck in Euclid. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, guys. I think he possibly could play. I mean, right now.
At 35? What position?
Yeah, because, you know, I would say tight end.
Oh, gosh, I just...
I would
I'm asking
tight
him
end.
To block. I'm asking him to block at tight end. I'm asking him to do to deal with certain coverages.
Okay, but you know what? With the quarterbacks going to the age of 40, and I know it's a different position because they're not getting hit, but I could see him going like down and out. Maybe not across the middle, but maybe down and out in deep patterns and things like that. Maybe a wide out. I'll change that to a wide out. You know,
because
he's got.
Could. And this is his body hasn't taken the physical because some people brought that up, Chuck, and I concede. Like, I don't think that he would have – I think that it would be obviously a short career. And, Chuck, thank you for the call. I do concede that he'd be able to play probably to 40 because I don't – his body hasn't taken the pounding that other guys have taken throughout their careers. Like, all that adds up. So if he has taken a basketball pounding, obviously, and he has a lot of miles in basketball. But in football, I think his body would be relatively fresh. if he could handle the punishment, because there's still punishment, even though it's certainly changed, if he could handle the punishment, then I think it would be a lot different. And I think that maybe he could be good. But especially at wide receiver, I think he'd get a lot of jump balls year one. Then I think you would start to work in other ways. At defensive end, I think he would be a mess at defensive end to start off. And then maybe over time, he would be okay.
Well,
at tight end, maybe it would be a little bit easier for him.
I just think of guys like even Rob Gronkowski, who you want to talk about taking the hits, and he's going to come back. And he was kind of a shell of himself. He did make the big catch in the Super Bowl, but he was a shell of himself the second half of that season. He could barely move. And I think of guys just hanging off of Gronk and him catching those balls. And LeBron is so much bigger than Gronk. I don't know if people realize if he were standing next to Gronk, he would dwarf Gronk. And Gronk's one of the bigger guys there are in the NFL.
Let me get to Keith in Cleveland. You're next up on the Fan.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Go ahead, Keith.
I would say I don't think there's any doubt he could play. Like, I think that's just kind of silly.
Silly to say he couldn't play. Well, I mean, he could play. Could he play at any sort of at a reasonable level? Like, he could maybe make a – I say he could make a roster. I didn't say he couldn't make a roster.
I mean, what was the – what was the guy's name who filled in for Njoku last year or something? Seals?
Ricky Seals-Jones. Darren
Fells. Oh, yeah. Seals-Jones.
Darren Fells was 2 years ago.
Ricky Seals-Jones?
Darren Fells was 2 years ago. Ricky Seals-Jones was this year.
Yeah. I believe he wrangled in touchdowns, right? Like, I don't know. I see all these other guys, like, be productive, and I don't know who they are, and they're, like, 10 pounds lighter than LeBron. Probably not as fast, like... I don't know. You're right in that he wouldn't go like 1,000 yards probably. He's 35, and for that reason, and I don't know how long he could do it, 1-2 years. But I see this guy run through people on a daily basis, like 200-pound men, and like they hit him, and I don't know. That's my point. I think he could play. So thanks for having me on, guys.
Keith, thank you for the call. I'm not saying he'd be total trash. I just don't think he'd be very great. I don't think he'd be very great. At the defensive end position, not a chance. At the other positions, there is an opportunity there. He'd have a chance to use his athleticism with the wide receiver spot.
Are you saying he's too tall to be a defensive end? Is that why
I don't think that he could deal with the and again, I will bring it up. There is a lot of things about footwork that he would have to learn. He would have to learn a lot about that. He would have to learn a lot about the hand-to-hand stuff that goes on. There's a lot of places where hands are that I think that he would just get roped up. And I think that, he'd have to get a move. He'd have to have a strong move first off. So then he'd be a one-trick pony, and then eventually, there would be times he gets lucky, okay? There would be times. But I think he'd be a one-trick pony until he would learn another move, something like that, and then he would have to use his athleticism and quickness. If he tried to do too much, I just think he'd be a mess out there. I think it would look like a dance recital. I think that he would probably get in his own head and probably do too much. Like, eventually, he could be good. I don't know if he has time. I don't know if he would have time
a lot of
at
these.
35.
Mark Angelo. Guys like Rico Gathers and Mo Ali Cox can go right from college basketball to the NFL. Why couldn't LeBron?
Again, we're talking about guys who had time to learn, not 35 going on 36. He'd be 36 at the end of this season. 216-578-0092. Well, I didn't expect to ask John Greco this question, but we will ask John Greco this question. That and a lot of other things when it comes to the Cleveland Browns, including, folks, this might be another offseason win. Your Cleveland Browns have had a good offseason, and, folks, they are flying under the radar. We get to that next. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.